What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, check this out. On screen now, you see the names, faces, and words of the quote-unquote young Republicans who were caught in a group chat 24 hours ago using Nazi language, literally talking about sending their opponents to the gas chambers. Now, just to point this out, despite the group's name being Young Republicans, they're not actually all young. I mean, relative to the old Republicans, sure, but a lot of them are 30 years old, 32 years old. One of them is even a state senator. A lot of them brag about being political advisors to high-up campaigns. So these aren't just 20-year-old students. A lot of people on the right are trying to say, why are liberals so mad at 20-year-olds for having fun? First of all, what's fun about sending enemies to gas chambers or saying stuff like that or using the words, quote-unquote, the watermelon people carving watermelons? This is just pure racism, by the way. I don't usually say this stuff, but I'm reading their words on screen. He uses the F slur, the N slur. These are all white people in these group chats. And the reason I'm making this video today is a fewfold. The reactions coming from the Republican Party over the past 24 hours shows that this party is cooked. Not only did they not condemn these texts, but they decided to unify around these people. Just to go back to this. Just so you know, this isn't doxing people. Doxing is digging up someone's personal information and revealing it to the internet. No. This is a political story from Politico that had the names and the texts of a bunch of people who were already public figures. For example, this guy on screen now, Peter Guenta, was famous in the New York Republican Club. He said, "I love Hitler. Everyone that votes no is going to the gas chamber." I mean, this isn't a joke at this point. And even if somebody were to try to argue to me, which I've had people online say that it is a joke, what kind of absolute idiot texts this stuff in a group chat? I'm gonna wager that this guy actually just loves Hitler and that he actually believes this stuff. What about this guy? Said, "Can we fix the showers? Gas chambers don't fit the Hitler aesthetic." Boom, they're dead. Right here, 1488, shorthand for Hail Hitler. Trump's too busy burning the Epstein files. Okay, that second one might be a little bit true. This one says, "She just didn't bathe often. You're expecting the Jew to be honest." These are the people who think they're the master race. Listen, I'm not one to make fun of somebody else's appearance. I have flaws too. Everyone has flaws. That's not my intention here, but you can't claim that you're the master race when you look like this. Get out of here. Or this person said the N-word multiple times and then said, "Would he like some watermelon and Kool-Aid with that?" It's just disgusting racism. This is not the type of, this is insane. You wanna know what my friend's edgy jokes are when we play Xbox or whatever? Like back in the day, we used to say really like disgusting stuff like, "Oh, kill yourself, nobody likes you." Like stuff about their moms or whatever. Like there's ways to be edgy. This is not that. This is a new wave of right-wing Nazism that seems to be infiltrating the Republican Party. Now, Matt Walsh said, quote, "The right doesn't stick together. That's our biggest problem by far. Conservatives are quick to denounce each other, jump on dog piles, disavow, attack their allies." Just read the wording here. You're calling these people your allies. You're calling these Nazis your allies. He then says, "I said a few weeks ago that we all need to band together in the wake of Charlie's death, and the answer I got from a lot of people on the right was basically no. Well, okay then, guys, let's lose." I'm sorry, but you're going to lose even harder if you guys genuinely embrace this open gas chamber type of rhetoric, number one. Number two, why are you calling these people your allies? We then see Steven Crowder try to equivocate and muddy the waters. He says, "Democrat Jay Jones texted about fantasizing, murdering children. Young Republicans made jokes in private messages." That is dishonest. These weren't just young Republicans. These were people who were operatives. These were state senators texting these things. And Democrat Jay Jones has been condemned. His words have been condemned by every Democrat. Even his running partner has said, "I would not have said those words." And by the way, if you're wondering where I stand on that, I think what Jay Jones said was beyond the pale. I think that when you're running to be the highest criminal prosecutor in the state, the attorney general, you have to be careful with your words. You can't be saying you openly want your opponents to die. It's not rhetoric that you can be using. Now, I can still differentiate between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans are the ones who use way worse rhetoric coming from the top down. People like Donald Trump, people like J.D. Vance, Stephen Miller, Elon Musk. They've said things 100 times worse than Jay Jones. So don't think I'm trying to both sides this. I'm just saying I have a standard myself, and Jay Jones kind of went beyond, below that standard. Micah, our lead policy advisor, then points out, quote, young Republicans made jokes in private messages? Incredible levels of gaslighting going on. And he's right. It says, one of the young Republicans is literally a state senator. Others were party officers. Also, they didn't just make jokes. They expressed pure, unadulterated Nazi ideology. To break this down further, I'm going to bring in Isaiah Martin, who is running in Texas's 18th congressional district. If you want to hear a few young dudes talking about the situation, stick around till the end, drop a like, subscribe, and watch. Isaiah, how are you doing today?
Doing good, man. It's good to be here.
Great to see you. First of all, you've been killing it throughout your entire campaign. I have seen you just absolutely smash a bunch of Republicans. You can find all of Isaiah's campaign stuff in the description below. But there's a story that I think we'll be able to talk about in a unique way. 24 hours ago, we got this political article about young Republicans in these group chats. And I guess young Republicans is not really how you want to describe it, because some of them are in their 30s. One of them was a state senator. These people are spreading vile Nazi rhetoric, and now the leaders of the Republican Party are failing to condemn it. Now, as young dudes, we've kind of grown up, at least I grew up in Indiana, you grew up in Texas, so I'm sure you've seen some of your friends get kind of sucked down these rabbit holes. How do you read this entire radicalization of the youth and the Republicans' role in it?
Well, first off, you know, look, these Republicans are real stupid, right? I mean, it's very clear about what they did in this group chat. And I think it's really interesting how they try to claim that they're the arbiter of what young men want, right? Like, I was just at a frat house not so long ago, and I was campaigning to a lot of them. And look, they care about the same things we care about. They care about the fact they feel like they'll never be able to buy a house. They care about the fact that healthcare is stupid expensive. They care about the fact that in this country, like, you can literally work, you can do everything you can, but you can't get ahead. And so people want to know what you're going to do to solve these things. And at the end of the day, these Republicans are just ripping them off left and right. And so, look, I don't think that we should cede this space. That's why I go everywhere I can. That's why I go to frat houses. That's why I go to the bar. I go everywhere to campaign to people, because I think that this country cannot allow for the right wing to just go and be the arbiter of what people want. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, we can't leave that vacuum. And that's why I appreciate the work that you do, because you're out there, you're talking to young people, being blunt. And it's very clear that Republicans are scared of what liberals can build when we put our mind to it. That's why they have to create these dark corners of the internet and these group chats. I think J.D. Vance's response yesterday, this is going to sound naive, but I at least thought he was going to ignore it. I thought he was going to ignore it. I didn't think he was going to come out and be like, you know what? This isn't that bad. How did you read all that?
I mean, look, JD is obviously trying to pander to a bunch of losers. If we're just being honest, like, think about the people that are in this group chat, right? Like, these are not people that, you know, that are obviously caring about the future, where we can go. Like, they're literally just, whether they're alone, they're scared, I don't know what the situation is, that's on them. But J.D. Vance is trying to go pander to people like that. I think that our party needs to go and focus more on the folks that are legitimately being crushed by our economy right now, because Trump made everything so much worse. It sucks. The job market sucks. I was just talking to somebody not so long ago, and he was telling me that he was waiting literally 8-9 months to go find a job, despite the fact that he had a great GPA, all of these things. We need to go forward and get this country moving forward. And it's got to go with working on policies that people care about.
Yeah, that's very true. And that's actually part of the reason why I think young men get sucked down these rabbit holes. A lot of times, people in America feel like the institutions have already failed them. This is how you explain MAGA very easily. Like, the institutions failed a lot of people. And Trump supporters want some sort of accelerationist of the tearing down of these institutions. They want these institutions to be gone. They want a disruptor. Now, young men, for one reason or another, I don't know why young white men feel like this en masse, but they feel like the institutions have failed them. I have my own theories related to COVID and the radicalization of algorithms. I mean, the way Elon Musk posts relentlessly, I think a lot of young dudes look up to Elon Musk and get sucked down these rabbit holes because they're discontent. But Democrats can kind of focus everyone on an economic message, maybe something like Zohran Mamdani, one of these economic messages that can resonate with the American people rather than getting caught up in the culture war. So what do you think, number one,
Trump has messed up with the economy. I mean, there's a lot of there's so much. But what kind of image should Democrats put forward?
I think you're exactly right, Adam. I think it has to be one that's economic. Look, the economy sucks. I mean, look at the job market. A lot of that can be attributed to the DOGE cuts, particularly that started with the public sector, but then also resulted in the canceling of contracts for companies doing business with the government, which then in turn cut a lot of jobs further thereafter. I think what people want to see is an acknowledgement that the status quo is certainly not working. You know, the housing has been expensive in this country for a long time. The job market has needed to get better. But ultimately, what we need to talk about is how Republicans are making things worse and how we're going to make things better, right? So we do support, you know, incentives for companies to go forward and hire folks right here in this country. We support making sure tuition-free community college is a thing to where if you lose your job, you can go get training to go get into another one. We support things like guaranteed healthcare, so you're not having to go pay these ridiculous prices over and over and over again, and spending less time with your family, having to work a second job and all those things as a result of that. So I think our message has to be about how we're going to save you money, what we're going to do to fix your real issues. And every single time a Republican, like the stupid dorks that was in that group chat, comes up with something stupid, we say, look, they're focused on all this culture war bullshit. We're focused more on how we're going to make you money, how we're going to make your life better, how we're going to say one day we're going to build so much housing, have a housing revolution in this country so you can go forward and buy your first home. That's what Americans care about. And so not what these idiots on the Republican sides are spewing out. We just have to be better in our approach and our messaging, and I think we'll be successful.
I like that a lot. A very substantive message from Democrats can trounce the culture war that the right-wingers are using. And you see that. You see examples of that across the country. And we're fully behind you, Isaiah. So thank you for coming on the show. I really do appreciate chats like this. And let's do it again in a week or two.
Let's do it. You know, look, we got a big election coming up. Early vote starts right here next week in the 18th Congressional District. Election day is on November 4th. If folks want to get involved and support our campaign, they can at isaiahmartin.org.
It'll be in the description below. Thank you.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.